Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're taking a look at Deathstroke Knights and Dragons, which is a animated DC movie, which most of those are okay. I think this might be based off of a TV show, I'm not sure, but it features Michael Chiklis, who was on The Shield as the voice of Deathstroke. He is a mercenary for hire. Used to be former military, but now he's working for the military as a hired gun, but he hasn't told his family, a wife and a son, what will be his target. Goes to his house, intimidates his wife, and steals his son. Bulk of the movie is about him trying to get revenge on the people that have taken his son. So, Matt, what did you think of Deathstroke?
The actual movie, I liked it. I wish DC would follow this whole formula of each movie stands on its own. There's parts of it that are almost R-rated. So even though it is a cartoon, it does have adult themes to include daddy issues, mommy issues, abandonment issues. It feels very real. If DC made movies like this, I think, honestly, even if they were standalone movies and they didn't have a DCU, I think they would actually be on par with Marvel-type movies. The animation for me was fine. I didn't have any issues with it. But I think with the cartoon, you focus more on the storyline itself than the animation or how it's going, as well as the interaction between the characters. The one thing I like about it is that there is a interconnection between some of the characters or Easter eggs, per se, because if I remember right, I think they talked about Lex Luthor for a very short bit.
Yeah,
but it wasn't so much where it overlapped or stole the scene from the actual character who I'm trying to know about. The storyline was very fleshed out for me because I didn't know much about this character. And it made sense, and it wasn't very hard to follow. Some things can be, especially when there's a lot of different characters going around. So thoroughly enjoyed watching it. Made sense to me. Hopefully they continue this formula of standalone movies that can tell different storylines without having to be interwoven between other movies and TV shows.
All right. So for me, I thought it was just okay. Generally, a lot of these Warner Brothers, DC animated movies, they're normally great. The Batman series, some of the Superman ones, we'll likely have another podcast coming up. The last one that came out, Superman, Man of Tomorrow. I thought this one was okay. Definitely not up to the par of the ones that we've seen previously. And I think the biggest thing for this one is called daddy issues. Pretty much all of the characters, except for Deathstroke, say Wilson's wife, but everything else just kind of revolves around that. And I think that just kind of bogs down the movie, even though it's the crux of the movie. It just kind of started bogging down the movie when people are just in the midst of their daddy issues. So it's a pretty short movie. I want to say it might just be like an hour, like maybe 70 some minutes, something like that. It wasn't very long, but it could have been a little bit better, a little bit more structured. But Matt, what score would you give Deathstroke?
I would give it about 8.5. Good moments at storyline. Although there was periods of the movie where I'm like, what is the point of this? It seemed like there were some filler scenes in there, which I'm kind of waiting until they got to the action part. But 8.5 overall, better than average, and hope they continue to make movies of this quality. That way I can continue to watch superhero movies that don't have to do with Marvel.
All right, and I'm going to give it a 6. Again, I thought it was okay. Watch a lot of this stuff, but the Batman series, great. A lot of the Wonder Woman movies, a lot of the Green Lantern movies, the Flashpoint Paradox, probably the best of out of all those. And this one is just like, ugh. I mean, it might be kind of down there with some of the Justice League Dark, some of the Suicide Squad movies, that they are okay. It's like, it's something to watch if it's on. Won't disinterest you too much, but again, I give it a 6, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.